But from Monday, people will be able to travel as well to Germany, Poland and Cyprus without restrictions. The government is going to update its travel list today. It'll take effect from next week. Travel will be allowed without restrictions to countries with less than 25 cases per 100,000, I should say. At the moment, includes Germany, Poland, Finland, Lithuania, Estonia, all the places you don't want to go, Iceland, Cyprus and Latvia. Joe Supple joins us in studio. Joe, hiya.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Grant, this green list, I mean, talk about confusion.
It's chaos for people, and we're getting a huge amount of emails into the studios here, just people sort of saying, I'm due to go, I booked something, I booked, you know, a green area like Italy, which looks like that might fall off the green list with the numbers there. It's a very difficult time for people, and, you know, it almost brings it back to sort of the UK, when, you know, everyone was rushing back and getting flights and boats to get home before the two-week quarantine that they would have to do by going into a red zone. And it's just very confusing. I mean, I think, you know, I think the Irish should have just left it alone till they went in with the EU one, and that leave things as they are for their own. But then suddenly they're adding, like you say, these sort of pointless places, really, unless families who want to get home and stuff. But it's just complete nightmare. Confusion is what it is.
Yeah, but it's on the back of a week of confusion.
Absolutely.
I was listening to Helen McEntee, the Minister for Justice, this morning, being asked something to this effect. I mean, you know, and it's all about lockdown, not lockdown, level 3, level 2, level 1. And I mean, if it was just pointed out the way they pointed out COVID-19, wash your hands, stay distant from people, wear a mask, la la la, we all got that.
We did, and you know, when you think back as well to sort of, I know we're on summer travel, you know, March, April, May, June, we're all so good. We all did everything, we adhered to it, we brought the numbers, came right down, completely suppressed. And then everyone went, whoa, party time. And then that's when things started getting completely wrong.
Okay, well, what have you got for us? What can we do?
Well, I'm staycation. I was looking around there. I've done one or two with friends and whatever, and I came across this little gem of a place, which I just think is amazing. For me, I'm not a big, I don't particularly like the 4 hours in the car, 3.5, 4 hours in the car. So this was just down in County Meath in Bettystown. Hadn't been there before. Actually, I was there maybe 35 years ago.
Yeah, where half of Dublin used to go on their holidays.
The Butlins, that's what it was. The traditional, so the younger listeners are going, what are they talking about Butlins for? But it was a great place to go. And going back there, I came across this place, which are called they're thatched cottages. There's six exclusive 300-year-old thatched cottages. And this place is just out of this world. Just the website I'll give it at the end as well. It's cottages-ireland.com, or you can follow them on social media, The Cottages Ireland. They have Instagram and Facebook. It's Liz and Roger, and it's been in Liz's family for the last 100 years. Now, when I went in there, I looked online, looked really nice. You can start off there, and there was actually a honeymoon couple there who got married, probably with their 36 people at the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Great celebration.
Mm-hmm.
They were there. They were staying for 3 nights. That's about $450 for two people. Now, the great thing about there as well is, you know, you've got the most incredible gardens and literally steps away to the most incredible beach I've ever seen. It brought me back to that childhood thing of walking endless, endless beaches around there. When you're actually there, and of course, which I really thought was good, it was like, you know, the whole COVID thing. They were sending you emails before you came saying, please watch this video of how you came in, what to expect in, you know, everything like that, which was great. All the staff were wearing shields and masks. You just felt very, very safe there. Now, we'd booked sort of a restaurant or two for the nights we were down there. We didn't actually end up leaving the cottage because we enjoyed it so much.
Really? That's amazing.
Well, you know, it's very hard to come across something like that. It really is like a hidden gem. As I said, you know, there was three of us down there. It was three bedrooms. We had the most amazing bay window looking onto that beautiful beach and the beautiful sunshine that we had there as well. Really, I'd highly recommend the place to go.
Give us the detail again.
Yeah, it's there. You can follow them on social media. It's The Cottages Ireland. They have Instagram and Facebook, or it's cottages-ireland.com. As I said, it's like the Four Seasons in a thatched cottage. That's what it reminded me of.
That's very, very, very
And you know my levels. If Declan was here, he'd be giving me grief now.
I mean, your standards are extremely high.
Well, this is it.
Texter was on. Derek was on. He says, I'm trying to see my girlfriend in the States. I haven't seen her since January. Can the travel guy, that's you, give us some insight into future travel to the States? I don't think we can. Really.
You can't travel. No, you can't. It's on the red zone. Flights are still going. This is the thing.
You can't, as an Irish citizen, you can't go into America. Simply.
You
can. You
can.
Can you?
You can. Yes. I need to read. Yes, people are. Yeah, you can.
I thought the flights were full of people who were coming through, but that if you would be refused at immigration with an Irish passport. I don't. We need to check that out.
We probably would need to, yeah. And just depending on the circumstance. I know somebody who has a place there and they've been back and forward a little bit whenever and doing their quarantining and stuff like that. But maybe they're going on an American passport because they're a citizen. I'm not sure exactly.
Yeah, so. I don't think you can. I wouldn't be rushing over there anyway.
Well, I wouldn't be.
Not if the orange-faced man is getting back into
Paris.
Well,
this is it, I know. Big, let's cause loads of trouble here this morning, Dave. This is great fun altogether.
All right, Joe. Thank you very much for that. We'll see you again shortly. Joe Supple there with all that is on travel.